You are listening to Rediscover Your Brand Podcast, brought to you by Art Version Interactive Agency.
Welcome back, Brand Builders. This is episode number 26 of the Rediscover Your Brand Podcast, brought to you by Art Version Interactive Agency. Once again, I am your host, Kip Russell, the social media manager for Art Version Interactive Agency. A few other brands, marketing enthusiast, and that's right. You know it, I say it every time. I even wrote a TV theme song. This week at the Art Version offices, we were updating a corporate website. A client of ours hadn't updated their site since about 2004, and it was very, very outdated and built with Flash, and they really needed to get something that fit the 2012 marketplace. And although website design changes every, the window of 3 to 5 years, they really needed a major reboot. So we got to talking to them about the new trends in 2012, and we thought this would be a great subject to talk to our brand builders about, designing a corporate website and the trends that are coming together in 2012. Your corporate website is the face of your business online, and companies are starting to realize that their web layout is as important to their brand or company as their logo, their mission statement, or other forms of advertisement. Many companies neglect or fail to realize the value their website has and the value the design has to your end user. When it comes to corporate web design, you need to consider many things, which includes simplicity, readability, presentation, and accessibility. Simplicity we're talking about in terms of design as well as user interface, user experience design has become one of the most relevant aspects of web design in 2012, and there are a few key other trends to pay attention to when considering your corporate website. So, let's get into it. Here are the 5 trends to look out for in 2012 when considering either a redesign or just creating a new corporate website. Number 1, responsive web design. Now, we did a whole podcast and also blog about this, and you can visit us, our blog, .artversion or podcast.artversion to see the full description of responsive web design. But this is probably the most important aspect to consider in your new corporate website design in 2012. Responsive web design is key because mobile internet browsing is taking over in terms of where people are searching. You know, people are on the go and they're using their tablets and their phones to now search your company, your web, to do business, to look up information. They're doing this on their phones, on the train, on their, air rides, when they're walking and driving, right? So responsive web design is key because of this mobile takeover. A website design with responsive web design will automatically adjust to the screen you are browsing with, whether it's desktop, tablet, a mobile phone. And this allows a company to build one website that works well on any screen, which basically makes you eliminate the need to create a separate mobile experience by creating a separate mobile site for phones or tablets. This usually allows for the best overall experience for your end users, and also allows you to create one experience so people don't get a different version of your site or less information or a less quality experience on your mobile site. And mobile sites are usually, it's the m. Art Version or the m. Coca-Cola.com. This will allow your site literally just to adjust to the screen. And you've seen these before. If you're not sure what it is, bring up your own website and on your cell phone and see if it adjusts or if it's a mobile site. And that's the best way to simply do it. If you haven't updated your site since like 2008 or 2009, maybe even 2010, you definitely don't have it. So if you're considering this, this is the number one trend moving forward. By 2015, this will basically be standard practice. Everyone will have something, some form of responsive web design. Number 2, social media integration. While Facebook and Twitter remain king in terms of social media integration for website, there's always new platforms competing for the space, such as Pinterest and Tumblr and LinkedIn and Path. And making sure your sites are what we call sticky and easy to share is vital in 2012, especially if you're a product site, a service site, a news site, stuff that people want to share. You should have a sticky site also so they can like you right away. So then you can continually market to anybody who's visited your site and liked it. Lots of sites now are being created with Facebook, so you can actually log in via Facebook to become to get a more enhanced experience. Whether you're a e-commerce site, lots of people are doing doing that now. You can do many interesting things, and this is sort of like the new era for integrating social media with websites. And make sure that you at least have like buttons or share buttons on your site. Recommended both, because this allows your site to become what we like I said before, sticky, where someone can like you, now they're a fan, then you can market them consistently right away. So every website should have some form of this. When you are considering having so much social too, remember it's important to have your brand voice consistent throughout these social media sites, that your branding isn't different, and that you're not taking one less serious than other. You know, people like Twitter sometimes more than Facebook, and some people like Facebook more than Twitter. So if you're on these platforms, it's make sure your branding is consistent throughout the entire experience. Number three, progressive enhancement. With the rise of mobile again and the dominance of WebKit-powered smartphones over traditional desktops, web browsing is convincing even diehard skeptics to embrace progressive enhancement. And this is HTML5, CSS3, and other tenets and aspects of standard-based design. These are basically the people are walking away from certain things. Like I had a podcast recently about walking away from Flash, and we'll get more into this. These HTML5s, this is what you can browse YouTube anywhere because they stream in HTML5 and stuff like that. So it's important to consider using these as the building blocks of your website. Number four, we want to use less photos, less words, and instead use simpler, better branded photos and graphics as opposed to junking up your site with tons of text. Although text is great for SEO, you want to use relevant text. And yes, you want to have it there. You don't want to clutter your website up with photos. This isn't 2001, 2008, where, it was simple template word picture design was great. This is Web 2.0. This is responsive web design. This is moving forward. We're talking corporate, real well-branded sites. You want to think about your icon design. Now with smartphones and, you download, Fandango, they have a well-designed icon for that. This is sort of the trend that we're seeing now. Go to a site like MailChimp.com or even our site Art Version. Using smart, simple text, simple photos, and really more well-designed logos and branded graphics for your website is going to allow it to stand out, and really this will give you a better overall feel and experience for your user as opposed to just junking it up with a picture of your office, which is also great. You should have them in the right places, but your homepage should be way more creatively branded now than just putting a photo and a bunch of text. People really don't have the time. And now there's a good foundation of, if they're visiting your site because you're HVAC, they don't want a bunch of information on what, your company does. They know it already. They're here for different information and branding, maybe, using a video on the front page as well. So we want to less clutter is what I'm trying to talk about, and smarter design in terms of branding using graphics and text. Okay. Number five, Flash is the past. If you've read my blogs or seen the podcast on Flash, I really have a passion against Flash. But Flash-based websites are a thing of the past because of the rise in mobile, and I think in general of the sloppiness and lack of SEO Flash brings to your site. This will soon become less and less relevant for businesses creating new branded websites in 2012 and beyond. Flash was interesting in the early 2000s when people weren't so dependent on the internet and they were using your sites more destination-based because they were still wowed that you had a website. Because Flash takes time to load, doesn't help in SEO, and doesn't work well with mobile browsing, you'll see less and less corporate websites creating Flash. If they do, it will be in limited amounts, just maybe using some sort of Flash for a widget or a interesting piece on their website as opposed to creating a whole Flash-based site. Flash is really difficult to maintain. It constantly needs updating. And, if you've ever used Adobe, you got to update it like every 3 weeks. So, like I talked about the last 2 points ago, HTML5, CSS3, these are changing the game now in terms of what your website can do, also helping SEO and still giving you pretty much the same functionality as Flash. So again, Flash is the past. Remember that motto. These are the top five trends. And if you noticed, a consistent theme I've been talking about, mobile, is really the future. Tablet mobile based. It's even to get more and more moving to this direction as your mobile device becomes the Swiss Army of all your computer needs. Soon you'll be plugging your mobile into a screen at home. You won't even have a laptop. or hard drive. By 2015, mobile will be the leading source of internet browsing because of, you know, 3G, 4G, and wireless web being everywhere, and your phone's being able to watch video and surf the web and download movies and everything that you've ever needed before. So think about this. Don't be playing the game for the desktop, although desktops will be relevant for certain areas like work and home. Really, people are moving to the tablet-based. Younger and younger generations are moving to phones. All they know is phones and tablets, right? So laptops are like a thing of the past to them. So think about these things when creating your new website. Responsive web design is key, or at least have some sort of mobile play. But if you're talking about a brand and you have the budget, you definitely want to go with responsive web design. It's key. I literally just did a few podcasts and blogs about this stuff. Go search blog.artversion.com or watch our listen to our last podcast. It's about a lot of what I'm talking about now in fuller depth. I hope you learned a lot when considering redesigning your site, your corporate site, that you consider these 5 points and really consider mobile, because 2015, really, we won't be dealing with a lot of desktop-based design anymore. That's it for episode number 26 of Rediscover Your Brand podcast. I'm your host, Kip Russell, as always. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. Appreciate your comments and feedback lately. Please share, retweet to your friends, and we'll see you next week with some more helpful tips on branding and different things related to your branding, graphics, websites, stuff like that, and marketing efforts. Once again, I'm your host, Kip Russell. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
You have been listening to the Rediscover Your Brand podcast, made possible thanks to support from Artversion Interactive Agency.